This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Vella. The entire town of Grand Lake was ordered to evacuate late last night as a fast-moving wildfire tore into the community. Strong winds caused the East Troublesome Fire to blow up to more than 40,000 acres. Fire crews were working late into the night, deploying through residential areas, trying to save homes.
Put this deck out right here and put this house up.
Just be cautious on that house. That back garage is on fire in the eaves as well.
Unfortunately, that one's gone.
Scanner traffic indicates numerous homes around Grand Lake burned overnight, but it's too early for any official report of the damage. Today will bring more wind gusts to Grand County, but cooler temperatures as well, and snow is likely for the area beginning Saturday night. As Colorado continues into a third wave of the pandemic, outbreaks of COVID-19 are also on the rise. Lindsay Fent reports.
The Colorado Health Department reported 86 new coronavirus outbreaks this week, the highest the state has seen since the beginning of the pandemic. Education centers like childcare facilities, schools, and colleges reported 17 outbreaks this week, more than any other type of site. Restaurants, offices, and elder care centers also made up large portions of the new outbreaks. The increase in outbreaks coincide with a growing number of COVID-19 hospitalizations across the state. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Boulder City Council has approved a budget for next year of more than $340 million. The Daily Camera reports the city wants to replenish some of the reserves it used because of the economic fallout from the pandemic. The budget is down nearly $30 million compared to the previous year, and it includes cuts to some programs, services, and jobs, as well as furloughs for most employees. Cooler temperatures for northern Colorado today, highs only in the 50s for Fort Collins and Denver. You're listening to CPR News.